जय बाबा विनोबा,
डॉक्टर साहब, यूनिवर्सिटी एंड ऑल दैट।
Aside from that, though, aside from that,
he's an author of many great books.
But the most important thing is he's got a great heart.
Yeah, there is no doubt about it. Yeah.
Are you the author of many textbooks? Is that true? Yeah? I didn't know.
You haven't seen a textbook that he has written dedicated to Meher Baba. It has been used in it is being used in colleges.
Yeah.
A wonderful little introduction.
It's called Introduction to Physics by Meher Baba.
Yeah. It is, it is.
No.
Come on. Unless you see, you won't believe.
One copy is in the library.
Really?
Yeah.
Which library?
Meherabad library. Here also. We have got it here also.
I'll check it out. Is that what it's called?
No, it is physics.
Physics?
Regular textbook. You can't play with the name. You can't change it to something, psychology or anything. Psychology or physics or anything.
Physics by... A physics book by you?
Dr. Vinu Kher.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't think I can understand it, but I'll take a look at it.
Devana.
Yes?
Please, appease her. Curiosity. Get that book. Tell Balnatha to give it to her.
Okay.
Because this Barbara will not sleep. Please.
Oh, yeah, I won't. You've got to
read it.
I'll
read it very quickly,
Eric.
I
want to
give her
a
Eric?
Yes.
That reminds me when Scott was here in 1970.
Who was here?
Scott.
That
reminds me. He, came back so happy, feeling Baba's love. And he went to university. And so he still thought Baba about everything. So he had these classes on psychology and group and all these, I forgot, even geography or something, all these different classes. So he would write his classes on Meher Baba and group psychology, and Meher Baba and geography, were all the places where they went. Anyway, he could write these papers and all these Baba.
Yeah.
Baba applies to everything.
That's what he implies. Yeah. If you have a deeper look into anything, he is the one at the source. Yeah. But how did he wangle his way to get it as the textbook for colleges? I don't know. You have to ask him.
Father must have done some wangling of his own.
How did you make it? How was it?
It's a textbook.
It's accepted.
Oh,
that's all.
Dedicate any book to anybody.
The author has the prerogative to dedicate it to anybody.
It contains only physics, no.
Yeah, it contains only physics, that's true.
Okay,
good. No, this is for the college students. It's not postgraduate. It's a regular physics student. College. What is that?
Okay, we've got an message to stay awake, Eric, you're not going to sleep. This is from V.G. Kher.
Yeah, this is how it is. See how you describe modern concepts in physics by V.G. Kher.
And this one...
Just a minute. See that how it is?
Yeah, head of the department.
And see, this is how it is.
Personal association with whom helped me to abandon a number of prejudices born of the habit of unconsciously taking for granted the words of the scientists and other great men
of
the world. That's beautiful.
Very good.
And just see what he has done here. And see what is this.
3,700 Zarathustra, the most pure one. 2,700 Sri Ram, the Mariada Purushottam.
Maryada Purushottam.
Purushottam. 1,700 Sri Krishna, the most perfect. 700 Gautam, the Buddha. 0 Jesus the Christ. 700 Muhammad the Prophet. Oh, the first ones were minus. Now this is plus 2,000 Meher the Awakener. Wonderful. This is a book on physics, huh?
I said it's just a dedication.
This side says, Since I've been with Meher Baba, I find physics increasingly unnecessary. No,
yeah, that's hard.
About the author, then.
Hmm. Yeah, what does it say?
V.G. Kher was awarded his B.Sc., Bachelor of Science and Master of Science degrees in 1941 and 1943, respectively, and his Ph.D. degree in 1958, all from Nagpur University. Dr. V.G. Kher is currently professor and head of the Department of Physics, Institute of Science, Nagpur, from 1962 to 1969. He was professor and head of the Department of Physics, Vidarbha.
Vidarbha, huh?
Vidarbha
Mahavidyalaya. Yeah.
Thank you. Amravati. Professor Kher joined the Physics Department of the Institute of Science, then College of Science, in 1944, where he still teaches. During the year 1966 to 1969, he was chairman of the Board of Studies in Physics of the Nagpur University. As a member of the Board of Studies in Physics of the Maharashtra State Board of Secondary Education, he is responsible for the modernization of the new syllabi of the 8th, 9th, and 10th classes, and also for books published by the Textbook Bureau, Maharashtra State, Pune. He has to his credit several research papers in the fields of high-frequency electrodeless discharge, electronic instrumentation, NMR spectroscopy, dielectrics, and fesoelectrics. What's that? Fesoelectrics.
That's where you confess.
And theoretical physics. My God, you did all this? Incredible. Number of students have obtained their PhD degree under his guidance. He has taught different branches of physics to the postgraduate students for over 2 decades. Yeah. And now he will retire under Meher Baba's orders. That's beautiful, huh?
Very
amazing.
What about the other one?
The other one's Deshpande. So thanks, B.J. Kher, for show it has bothered me too.
You don't look like you have such a big brain, though. That's incredible. Wow.
This is Concepts in Physics, a Modern Approach by D.A. Deshpande.
And this is used in Maharashtra State's, apparently, the schools.
Yeah, this is used in schools.
For 11th grade physics.
What does he say now?
All the time. Do you know this man, everyone? Avatar Meher Baba, the greatest scientist of all times, who rediscovers the physical, subtle, and mental and divine laws of existence in each of his advents on the earth, restates the laws in a simple style using the latest scientific terminology that helps all beings in existence on their march towards higher life. That's beautifully said. To Avatar Meher Baba, that's beautiful, oh Baba. That's wonderful.
Yeah, these are textbooks.
Who is this?
Student.
A student. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. He can twist and tweak the ears of his students, you see, the way that he wants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. So he is Dr. Vinu Kher.
So all your students know about Meher Baba?
They have heard of through him. Mm-hmm. How are we supposed to know of Meher Baba? We don't know ourselves.
That's true. That's a good point. Let's be more specific. It's true. They've heard of him.
I've heard of you, but I don't know you.
At least I hope not.
Vinoba, please tell them something about Baba from your Nagpur sector. Something that warms our hearts. Yeah, come on, put the questions.
I will try to answer them.
When did you first hear of Meher Baba?
Me. That's the question.
Through Nanak. Nana was already with Baba, so I knew he had books with him, Baba's books, so I read them when I was studying in the college.
At the time you were studying in college?
Yes.
Which year was that?
It was about
37-38.
You're
the only scientist in the family?
Yeah, I have not followed.
You are the only scientist in the family?
Yes. No, nobody has taken science. Now my sons are have done but engineering, not science, not pure science.
When did you first see Mirabai? In
1952.
Where?
At Mirabai.
And what was that meeting like?
What was the meeting like?
I had requested for his permission for his darshan. Then I got a chance in 52 and went.
Could you elaborate on that?
I waited for a few years before I could get darshan. I had written to him earlier that I want to have your darshan. But then time was not ripe, so I wrote to our Vishnu master that you please arrange darshan. So he said, you will wait, when proper time will come, you will get it. And it came in 1952. There was a meeting at Mehrabad. Baba had called certain people, so I was also one of them.
Do you recall our sitting in Mandi, in the hall at Guru Prasad, one day Baba was in good mood?
Yes.
And he would tease you all.
With Dr. Deshmukh?
No, you also.
Yes, my
physics.
Yes.
So you are a doctor of physics, and what is this and what is that? I
mean, yes.
Remember you entered into a great argument that day?
But with Dr. Deshmukh or without Dr. Deshmukh?
Without Dr. Deshmukh.
Without then that has come in that glow.
It has come in the
yes, that argument that I had, because that is not very easy to reproduce.
Yeah, but what happened?
But have you seen the...
It has not come properly, most probably.
Yes, some of the things that...
Somebody writes something from the globe and they won't talk about it. They say, it's in the globe, and that's it.
No, not that. I don't remember it, because it is quite in detail.
Good day that the Baba was very good humor, and he was seated there, and he would tease him.
I will tell you one incident.
Yeah, what is that?
One day what happened when I was with Baba in Guru Prasad.
Yeah.
He called me. He said, well, you know, you are a scientist. Then you tell me, there is one difficulty with me. I said, no, I have all this. the family planning propaganda is going on throughout the world, even in our country.
Family
planning programs. And in spite of that, you find that the population is exploding. What is the reason for it? I said, Baba, this is... But he wanted to tell me something. That is why he asked me the question. I said, no, I don't know anything about this.
But you were the scientist.
Then he himself told, what is the reason?
What did you tell them what he said?
He said that...
Whenever I come...
Yes, this is an avataric period.
Yeah.
What he said is, this is an avataric period. That is, when God takes the human form. It's a time, such a good time for all of the people. Say, that all people, all the individuals, jivatma that they are called, they try to take birth here. All the human beings, all over the world. He said the world is not limited to this earth. As you know, there are so many stars. Each star has so many planets. You may not be knowing, scientists may not be knowing that there are planets around them and there are certain planets with evolution coming up to this stage, certain other planets with evolution coming up to the human form. So there are millions of stars like that with millions of planets around them. And about 18,000 of those planets have evolution come up to the human form. Human form. And out of...
Mind you, evolution has come up as far as human form.
And the Earth is one of them. But out of those planets, there are only a few with... where the development of heart has taken place to some extent. So there are three types. You see, one is planets in which there is very little development, all intellect is developed. Planets are like that, there are some planets. Some planets are such that the development of heart is 25%, but 75% intellect. And there are certain, and only on this earth, when the development of the heart of the individual comes up to 50%, you are born on this earth. And when God takes form and comes on this earth, all those human beings want to take birth here. So there is a crowding, there is a large queue, large scramble for people getting into this. And that is why this population explosion is there. Whatever you do, you see, nothing will happen. The population is bound to explode because I have come here. So it is the avataric attraction that has brought us here. And that is why he said so many intellectuals from other planets have come. We have the intellect program. That is why the science has developed so quickly, so enormously during this period, during the last 50 years.
Did so, Baba speak directly about abortion?
Abortion? Yeah, he said it's not proper for abortion, for one to go in for abortion.
Well, you're a scientist, but you don't seem like you're from another planet.
No. Science has not developed to that extent to see other planets, because the planets are so far away, the suns are so far, the stars are so far away. Millions of years are required for light to come, or at least 100 years or more. So, to get a signal from them, whether they are a human being or not, it's very difficult.
Maybe
at present.
Impossible, you know.
No, I didn't ask about it to Baba.
You never asked.
No, I didn't ask. Uh-huh. Because Baba generally did not encourage asking. We never asked anything. He only asked. And he only wanted, whenever he wanted to. We were never thinking of asking any question that did not arise in our mind at all. Asking anything to Baba. Only what Baba used to himself say something and ask. And whatever he wanted to discuss, he used to himself introduce it. I never introduced anything.
Right. Right. You let him do the teasing.
Yes.
So he didn't say whether he. Is this the other planets also?
No, he didn't say.
He said that he always, whenever he comes, he has told us later on or prior to that, that whenever he comes only on this planet, Earth planet. This means Earth is not everlasting,
but situations, circumstances, environments are such like Earth. One Earth disintegrates, another Earth is in the formation, that's how it is. So every time he comes in a human form on the Earth planet, Earth-like planet.
50-50.
Yeah, where there's 50. 50-50.